The oxygen's going in, Stone said. Stop it, Hall said. What? Stop it now. Put him on room air. Hall was looking at Burton. On the screen, it was clear that the oxygen was beginning to affect him. He was no longer breathing so rapidly. His chest moved slowly. Hall picked up the microphone. Burton, he said. This is Hall. I've got the answer. We're switching back to air. Now start breathing as fast as you can. Stone suddenly understood. The child, he said. It screamed. Yes. And the old fellow with the aspirin hyperventilated. Yes, and drank sterno besides. And both of them shot their acid-base balance to hell, Stone said. Yes, Hall said. My trouble was I was hung up on the acidosis. I didn't understand how the baby could become acidotic. The answer, of course, was that it didn't. It became basic, too little acid. But that was all right. You could go either way, too much acid or too little, as long as you got out of the growth range of Andromeda. Listen, Stone said, we can't keep Burton that way forever. Sooner or later. Yes, Hall said. We'll alkalinize his blood. Burton, look around the lab. Do you see anything we could use to raise your blood pH? Burton looked.
Oh, not really.
Bicarbonate of soda, ascorbic acid, vinegar, anything? Burton searched frantically among the bottles and reagents on the lab shelf and finally shook his head.
Nothing here that will work.
Hall looked around the lab from his vantage point, and it was while doing this that he noticed the rat, a black Norway, sitting calmly in its cage in a corner of the room watching Burton. He stopped. The rat. It was breathing slowly and easily. Stone saw the rat and said, "What the hell?" And then as they watched, the lights began to flash again, and the computer console blinked on. Early degenerative change in gasket, V1126886. Christ, Stone said. Where does the gasket lead? It's one of the core gaskets. It connects all the labs. They looked at the screen in astonishment. Something is wrong, Stone said. Very wrong. In rapid succession, the computer flashed the number of 9 more gaskets that were breaking down. I don't understand, Stone said. And then Hall said, the child, of course. The child? And that damned airplane, it all fits. What are you talking about? Stone said. The child was normal, Hall said. It could cry and disrupt its acid-base balance. Well and good. That would prevent the Andromeda strain from getting into its bloodstream and multiplying and killing it. Yes, yes, Stone said. You've told me all that. But what happens when the child stops crying? Stone stared at him. He said nothing. I mean, Hall said, that sooner or later that kid had to stop crying. It couldn't cry forever. Sooner or later it would stop and its acid-base balance would return to normal. Then it would be vulnerable to Andromeda. True, Stone said. But it didn't die. Perhaps some rapid form of immunity. No, Hall said. Impossible. There are only 2 explanations. When the child stopped crying, either the organism was no longer there, had been blown away, cleared from the air, or else the organism changed, Stone said. Mutated. Yes. Mutated to a non-infection form, and perhaps it is still mutating. Now it's no longer directly harmful to man, but it eats rubber gaskets. The airplane, Stone said. Hall nodded. National Guardsmen could be on the ground and not be harmed. But the pilot had his aircraft destroyed because the plastic was dissolved before his eyes. So Burton is now exposed to a harmless organism. That's why the rat is alive, Stone said. That's why Burton is alive, Hall said. The rapid breathing isn't necessary. He's only alive because Andromeda changed. It may change again, Stone said. And if most mutations occur at times of multiplication, when the organism is growing most rapidly, the sirens went off and the computer flashed a message in red. Gasket integrity 0. Level 5, contaminated and sealed. Stone turned to Hall. Quick, he said, get out of here. There's no substation in this lab. You have to go to the next sector. For a moment, Hall didn't understand. He continued to sit in his seat. And then when the realization hit him, he scrambled for the door and hurried outside to the corridor. As he did so, he heard a hissing sound and a thump as a massive steel plate slid out from a wall and closed off the corridor. Stone saw it and swore. That does it, he said. We're trapped here. And if the bomb goes off, it'll spread the organism all over the surface. There will be 1,000 mutations, each killing in a different way. We'll never be rid of it. Over the loudspeaker, a flat, mechanical voice was saying, "The level is closed. The level is closed. This is an emergency. The level is closed." There was a moment of silence, and then a scratching sound, as a new recording came on, and Miss Gladys Stevens of Omaha, Nebraska, said quietly, "There are now 3 minutes to atomic self-destruct."